We're going to keep it GAA here for the moment because we were talking about the news that came through that the house on Rock Street in Tralee, where legendary GAA Kerry GAA footballer Jojo Barrett was born, is to be demolished to make way for an apartment development. Number 67 Rock Street had previously been included on Kerry County Council's Register of Derelict Properties. Well, to talk to me about this in relation to, I suppose, commemorating and taking a look at our history, we're talking not just about GAA here, we're talking about Civil War history in Kerry when it comes to Joe Barrett, in terms of what he did and the decisions he made to try and work with Free State officers and play football with them and help start the process, at least, of healing the wounds of the Civil War. Well, to talk about this, I spoke to Dr. Richard McElligott, who's from Kilflin, and he's a lecturer in modern and Irish history in Dundalk IT. And I talked to him about this and asked him what his view was in terms of commemorating this whole area and looking at the history of the GAA from that point of view.
Yeah, Jerry, look, I mean, we're in the middle of a housing crisis. I have no problem with what actually is, you know, using the site to better serve people in the modern era. But certainly sites that are historic, there should be some acknowledgement of that and some remembrance of that. And I think some going forward that people who come upon that site or pass that site will be made aware that there is a historical significance to it. And when you talk about someone like Joe Barrett, you know, we have had, you know, we have such a collection of amazing men and women who wore the Kerry jersey with distinction, but right at the very top of that, in terms of what they represented, in terms of their historical significance to Kerry GAA, to Tralee GAA, to Rock Street GAA, but also to the GAA in general, Joe Barrett is right up there. I mean, yeah, you have to remember, Joe Barrett is not only in a very rarefied collection of, is it three people, three men who have captained Kerry to more than one All-Ireland title. He hasn't just, he didn't just do that. He was meant to captain Kerry. He would have, if things had gone the way they should have, maybe he would have captained Kerry to three All-Ireland titles. He was the first captain to bring Sam Maguire home. But when he was nominated for the captaincy the second time, he handed that, very famously handed the captaincy over to his dear friend but ideological rival, Con Brosnan. And that is such a hugely significant and symbolic moment in the history of the Kerry GAA, in the history of the post-Civil War era in this county and indeed this country. You know, Joe Barrett was a mainstay of a Kerry team, the most successful Kerry team of all time up until that point, and that remains one of the most successful GAA teams of all time. And this was a team, as you know, Jerry, that was made up of the bitter divide of the Civil War. You know, you people like Joe Barrett and John Joe Sheehy represented the Republican side, active fighters in the Civil War, sharing dressing rooms with people like Con Brosnan, the Free State officer, people like Paul Russell, serving Gardaí, who would have been very much seen as Free Staters. And the fact that that team came together within a year of things like Ballyseedy, within a year of the Civil War at its height, to represent Kerry, united to represent Kerry on the GAA field, the fact that they won so many All-Ireland titles, the fact that they became the most dominant force in the GAA, and the fact that they did all that representing this kind of ability to try and use sport or to symbolically use sport to maybe get over the Civil War, to maybe try and show how people can come together after something like that and achieve something. I mean, they are the most remarkable team in GAA history, in my view. Yeah, and yeah. Joe Barrett is probably the most remarkable of that remarkable team. I mean, like I was thinking about this before, Jerry. Can you imagine if Paul Gainey at the moment decided, okay, I have the captaincy, but maybe Seanie O'Shea is more deserving of the captaincy and I'm going to give it over. Can you imagine how you would be on the air for a week straight talking about that?
Yeah.
You know, people talk about that. Can you imagine in 1929, when the embers of the Civil War are still smouldering in places like Kerry, when you have the IRA are kind of at that stage regrouping, you're about to have the emergence of the Blue Shirt Movement, a very tense political time in Ireland, and Joe Barrett gets the captaincy. He represents a very Republican club in Rock Street. You know, the Austin Stacks have been very aligned to the Republican cause at that stage. He declines the captaincy and hands it over to Con Brosnan, you know, a former Free State officer, a man whose colleagues were responsible for things like Ballyseedy, you know. Yeah. And Joe Barrett did that because he believed it's the right thing to do, because Con Brosnan was held with such a respect in that team for being such a peacemaker, for trying to, you know, move the conversation on beyond politics in Kerry and using that team to help do that. So, I mean, for him to, and he came under huge pressure, and for him to go, no, I'm doing this because for the good of Kerry GAA, for the good of this team, for the good of all the GAA represents, this symbolic gesture is worth its weight in gold, you know? And I think that is that, like, he's a remarkable figure, you know? Yeah.
And if you had,
and he represents a remarkable time.
If you had, let's say, a plaque, and whether that's going to be part of a plan or not, or the GAA are going to give out, we don't know, or the council, we don't know. Yeah. If you had a plaque marking the space with, you know, a QR code in the bottom of it for anyone who wants to know more, to hear that story, that would be one way of doing it.
Yeah.
Perhaps maybe. And is that something that needs to be looked at in a wider context of other places in the county and other locations?
Of course, Jerry. Like, I'm on the GAA as a national history and commemorative committee that I'm on. And that's what we involve ourselves in a lot of the time. It's like people contacting us saying, look, this is a place where people very important in the GAA lived or worked or have an association with. Is there a way of marking this? And the GAA has a certain budget to do that, you know? Mm. And I mean, these plaques do not cost much, you know? And I'm sure between us and Stax, the Kerry County Board, and a little help from the committees like I'm on, you know, a few hundred euro to get together to just put a plaque to say, here, number in Rock Street, the home where Joe Barrett was born and raised, captain of Kerry, part of that team that helped bridge the divide of the Civil War. And again, like you said, even, you know, a QR code, a little essay, whatever you want, or a link to the Austin Stax website or something like that. I mean, it is important, you know, progress is progress, but it's important to remember where we come from. And again, to have a little plaque here and there. And, you know, we do it really in Kerry. We have done it reasonably well. We've all been on John Joe Sheehy Road and Spring Road. You know, we do name our no roads and roundabouts after people. But certainly, you know, given how central the GAA is to our society, particularly in places like Kerry, you know, we could do a little bit more to say, here's a really important person in the history of our GAA. This is a place associated with them. Stop and have a think, stop and have a read, and learn a bit more about them.
Yeah.
And a bit more about yourself and the process, and where you're from in the process.
If you have the situation of younger people, but not just younger people, like, we're living in an era globally, I think, of historical illiteracy. We're having world leaders say incredibly stupid things about history they know nothing about. I heard one senior US administration official talking about the Irish want to take their country back. That's why there are riots in Belfast. Not knowing, of course, it was largely from the loyalist community who want nothing to do with Ireland.
Yeah.
Anything you can do to fight back against that, to provide information to people, and to maybe that story of division we're living through now, the story of what Joe Barrett did with Con Brosnan and that team is a very important message to teach our young people who don't know about the troubles, don't know about what happened in our history to an extent.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, when we think of, you know, we go on social media and we think this country is more divided than ever. You go back, you know, 103 years ago and what that actually meant to be divided, that meant for communities across Kerry to be divided, and for that team to come out literally, you know, within a year to be representing Kerry united in Croke Park and to do all they did and to have those symbolic gestures of Con Brosnan giving over the captaincy. And you know how important the captaincy is in Kerry. You know how much tradition we put in as a club's, the honour it is for a club to have won the county championship and nominate that. And for Joe Barrett to ride roughshod over all that simply to make a symbolic point, and a very important symbolic point. So he is a hugely important, significant figure in the history of 20th century Kerry GAA. And that team forges a legacy, forges a link that you see right the way through to the 40s, because a lot of them were involved in the teams of the 40s and 50s, coaching them. That team influences Mick O'Dwyer, Mick O'Connell into the 70s and 80s. And you see the ripples down to this day with people like Jack O'Connor coming from Paudie's era right to this day. I mean, it's all a link and a chain, Jerry, you know. Yeah. So for anyone that's interested in the sporting history of Kerry and the GAA history of Kerry, Joe Barrett, you have to know about people like Joe Barrett.
And it's a thing, and
things like this will help that, you know. And I suppose just to end on that point, it's a conversation I've had with a lot of ex-Kerry players who were kind of, you know, regretting the fact that they didn't know more about their history when they were playing, and they could plug into that history and be inspired by that history, and anything that can do that, you know, because we have such a unique GAA history.
Speaking of that in mind, and look, it may be a debate for another day, Richard, but there have been many attempts down through the years to get the artifacts of Kerry GAA all into one place. Yes, there's the Cove Park Museum. There is discussion over a Kerry Museum. Would it be in Tralee? Would it be in Killarney? It's been a few years now since it came up, but I don't know if it's tied to the redevelopment of Fitzgerald Stadium in any way, or any plans and any money. But is it time for Kerry to have a GAA museum, do you think?
The time for Kerry to have a museum was 50 years ago. Kerry. I mean, if there's any place in this country that should have a GAA museum, it is Kerry, for what we represent to the GAA, for how integral we have been to the success of the GAA at all levels. So as a Kerry fan and as a historian, I suppose my plea to the people who are to be in charge of this is to get the finger out and get it done. And I don't care if it's in Tralee, I don't care if it's in Killarney, it needs to be somewhere. It's something that we should, and it's something that we should just bombard our tourism with as well. I mean, the amount of times I up here, I teach American students who have no knowledge of the GAA and are fascinated by just the clips. What a bonus it would be to carry tourism as well. Another unique selling point. Get them in, look at the GAA, and be able to look at it at a very close level, and get them in then to Fitzgerald Stadium or Austin Stacks just to watch a game, club or county, whatever it is. It is something that would be a resource, a learning resource, a tourism resource for generations. And it has to be done, you know?
Okay. Richard, great stuff. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to me this morning.
No worries, Jerry.
There you go. That's the Dr. Richard McGilligott, who is the lecturer in modern Irish history in Dundalk IT, from Kilfin, of course, talking about the importance of GAA history and all of that. We contacted the owner of the building, the new owner of the building, Kevin Cotter, and a statement comes in saying, we would obviously have no problem in placing a plaque on the building. We'll also ensure the mural about Kieran Donaghy will be replaced on the new building as well. So they're saying, yeah, no problem. This certainly would work for that, sure. And we'll see what happens with regards to that. But what do you think of that call for the wider history to be remembered and remembered properly, and areas marked out, plaques to be put in, and perhaps that long-awaited Kerry GAA Museum? Is it time to get that going? Love to hear your views on it. 0667123666. It was a bit of a tug of war at the time, as recently as 2023, it came up again between Tralee and Killarney as to the destination for that GAA museum, if whatever it is to happen. Now, maybe it'll be linked to the proposed redevelopment of Fitzgerald Stadium when and if that happens as well. So, look, if you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the show.